From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Within 10 years, there could be a shortage of 45,000 primary care physicians. That's one prediction, at least. And one possible solution is to increase the number of highly trained nurses and physician assistants who do primary care. We've been focusing on this most basic health care this week, and once again, I'm joined by NPR's Julie Robner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Robert.
The shortage of primary care professionals is particularly bad in large rural states, yes?
Absolutely. You know, people are having trouble all over the country finding someone to give them primary care, but it is definitely worse in rural areas. According to the journal Health Affairs, 21% of the nation's population lives in rural America, but only 10% of the doctors practice there.
Earlier in the week, you talked about the fact that the new federal health law will extend health insurance to tens of millions more people. So does that law do anything about boosting the supply of primary care doctors?
You know, it really does. Lawmakers knew that there was going to be this shortage and that we're going to add to it with the people who are getting insurance. So the law increases payments for health professionals who provide primary care now. The law doubles funding for community health centers that provide care in areas where there are shortages of health services. And it also increases funding for programs that train students to become health professionals in the future.
You're using the phrase health professionals, not doctors. You mean more than just doctors.
That's right. As American patients, most of us are used to getting our primary care from someone we call doctor. But increasingly, primary care is being delivered by what's called mid-level professionals. These are people like physician assistants and nurse practitioners. They have more training than a registered nurse, but less than a full-fledged doctor. There are just over 200,000 PAs and NPs practicing today around the country, and in many states, they can practice on their own. They can write prescriptions and do many of the things that a doctor does.
And that's what today's story is about?
Yes, I spent a day with a physician assistant in rural Maine, a part of rural Maine where it's been very difficult to attract doctors, I might add.
Okay, thanks, Julie. And here is the concluding part of Julie Robner's series this week about the crisis in primary care.
It's a little before 6 a.m., and Jim Love is taking the long way to work. Most of the tiny town of Pittsfield, Maine, population 4,200, is still asleep as he pedals his bike through the cool, tree-lined streets. He stops at the local park to check on a mother loon that nests every year at the foot of the same dam.
See the loon? Sitting in the grass?
Ever the caregiver, he's worried that no eggs have hatched yet.
A chick, it's going to be hard to get raised and get out of here in time before cold weather.
Love, who looks younger than his 62 years, gets back on his bike and heads up the hill to his office, just down the street from the local hospital. He knows these will be the last quiet moments of what he expects will be a very long day. Once inside, he checks out the schedule on his computer.
So far today, we're booked for 22 patients, and the phone line hasn't opened up yet.
When it does open, he says, the remaining slots at his clinic, Sebasticook Family Doctors, will fill quickly.
My inbox just turned red, so that means two patients are now scheduled in for the 7 o'clock slot. And looking ahead, starting at 9 o'clock, I'm booked pretty solid from 9 a.m. right through noon. Five of those are new patients that I haven't seen before.
That's because the doctor who used to practice with them in the clinic quit a week earlier. So Love is seeing many of that doctor's former patients as well as his own.
Good morning. How are you?
My ears have been buggy.
But Love isn't a doctor himself. He's a physician assistant, though most of his patients ignore the distinction between a PA and an MD.
99% of them call me doctor, just because it's easier that way.
Of course, to watch Love in action, it's easy to forget he's not an MD.
Now, how often do you check in your sugars at home?
Twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah, one at night.
What's the lowest you've gotten?
And most of his patients, at least on this day, don't seem to care what his title is. Robert Marshman is from nearby Exeter, Maine.
Tell you what, I think he's better than any medical doctor I've been to. And I've said that to everybody I've talked to.
Love planned to become a doctor, but he couldn't get into medical school out of college. He worked for several years as a registered nurse instead. When he decided to go back to school in the mid-1970s, he was urged to go to medical school. But with a wife and child, he was put off by the financial obligation that would mean.
It just simply was not, at that stage in my life, feasible. I didn't have the money.
So he became a physician assistant. PAs get training that's similar to what doctors get, just less of it. The average PA program lasts just over 2 years. And he's good at what he does, in part because he knows his limits.
I'm good. I'm experienced, I'm confident, and all that kind of good stuff. I'm not an internist. And I tell my patients that. I just don't bring the same sophistication that a really skilled internist. And I shouldn't.
Love says he thinks people like him, PAs and other so-called mid-level practitioners, are a big part of the solution to the nation's shortage of primary care providers.
We are ideally suited for it. And so cost-effective compared to any other form of medical provider. So we need to be educating a lot more of us.
And not just in rural areas, but increasingly everywhere.
You know, whether it's PAs or nurse practitioners, they are going to be an integral part of the sort of the new horizon in medicine.
That's Michael McDonald. He's the primary care doctor who supervises Jim Love. But they don't work in the same building. McDonald works at another branch of Sebasticook Family Doctors, about 25 miles up the road in Dexter, Maine. They communicate primarily by phone and email, and each has his own separate group of patients.
It works out well. It helps our patients get access to care and, you know, and provide good quality medicine.
It's already a pretty typical arrangement in rural America. And as the number of primary care doctors goes down and the number of mid-level practitioners rises, it's becoming more common in urban areas, too. But McDonald hopes his mid-level providers don't start streaming to the city. He says he couldn't run his primary care practice without the services of his physician assistant and nurse practitioners. Sebasticook Family Doctor serves some 8,000 patients from 20 rural towns in 4 counties in central Maine.
It's been very difficult to get MDs to come to the area. If they do, they don't stay for very long, and they leave. All of our nurse practitioners and PAs have been here almost since the beginning, since we've started.
Jim Love, in fact, has lived in Pittsfield for more than 20 years, and he says he has no intention of leaving, at least not until he retires.
I really am dedicated to this practice and taking care of the people we take care of. I really want this to succeed. Hey there. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing better.
It's now nearing 11 a.m. in Pittsfield. Jim Love is greeting his 11th or maybe 12th patient of the day.
Okay, you're taking the 400 and the 200 both at bedtime?
Yeah.
And no matter how dedicated you are, some patients are more challenging than others, like this new patient he's seeing for the first time.
She's truly above my pay grade. She's got a whole host of serious psychological and physical ailments. I'm really not comfortable treating her.
But Love says he'll continue being her primary caregiver because she has no place else to go. He'll consult with his supervising doctor and specialists as needed. It's what makes his life both so rewarding and so overwhelming. He's hoping the practice will find a replacement for the doctor who just left, and he's hoping it will be a doctor. But even if it's another PA or a nurse practitioner, he'll be glad to have another set of hands to share the load. Julie Rovner, NPR News.